America's national parks are more popular than ever, but federal funding isn't keeping pace to keep the parks looking their best. Here in Washington, Mount Rainier National Park has a maintenance backlog of nearly $300 million. It relies on private donations and grants to fill the gaps, but it's not enough. Now, Mount Rainier National Park is taking part in an online contest for historic preservation. It's one of 20 national parks hoping to win a slice of $2 million. The public will vote on which projects deserve to be funded. Lori Ward is executive director of Washington's National Park Fund. She told me the proposal is to restore a cabin in the park's Longmire Historic District.
Built in 1936, was used by Civilian Conservation Corps, people that came into the parks and helped develop the parks. Right now, it's very dilapidated. And if we don't invest in it, the park won't be able to use it. By becoming one of the top vote getters and getting the $218,000, it will restore and preserve a historic site at Mount Rainier, which is beautiful. And again, I just go back to the fact that it's preservation with a purpose. It's one, preserving the building, and then two, the purpose being that all the folks who go up and volunteer their time at the park for search and rescue, they're now going to have a place to lay their heads at night. Right now, they're sleeping up on the mountain in tents, and they deserve a little restoration, a little rest, and recharge their batteries.
Now, people listening in may be thinking to themselves at this point, has it come to this for our national parks? What are your thoughts on needing to have an online contest in order to get the funding to get this kind of project done?
My view is this. This is one of many ways that Washington's National Park Fund raises money for Mount Rainier, North Cascades, and Olympic National Parks. I see it as a great opportunity. It's one opportunity in a stream of work that we're doing to raise money for these three national parks. I don't shy away from it. It is what a lot of younger generation, millennials, this is very common to them. So it's going after their social media, their votes, and giving them choices and letting them speak up and say, I love Mount Rainier National Park. I'm going to vote for it. So I think it's wonderful. You know, I don't want to shy away from it because people might perceive it as a contest. It is what it is right now. And this is very common.
Some people would say our national parks have almost been a victim of their own success. More and more people are coming to see them, but federal funding is not keeping pace with maintaining them. What do you think the government's responsibility is here?
You know, it's not for me to decide. I agree, and a lot of people across the country agree that the government should be funding the national parks a lot more than they are. We're seeing that rise up now, especially with the centennial. In the meantime, when it's the funding's not there, we are there, and we're not filling all those gaps. We have no grandiose vision, and nor do we really want to let the federal government off the hook. And so we are there to be the voice for the national parks, to share information about their needs. Again, we're not hoping to be all things for the national parks. But in the meantime, you know, while we get things in order, we're having a very positive impact. I'm proud of that. I'm very honored to be a part of that.
You sound very positive about the future. You're not very pessimistic about it.
I'm not. And sometimes that surprises people. I'm not. I'm very optimistic. I was up at Mount Rainier last week, and I'll be up in the North Cascades this weekend. You know, if we hadn't done this 100 years ago, those parks would be covered with roadways. They'd be covered with condominiums. And you've got to get up there and get restored. You've got to get up there and experience it. You know, you'll get it. And a lot of people in this region get it. They move here because of these national parks. We're so fortunate. We know it.
Lori Ward is executive director of Washington's National Park Fund, a nonprofit that fundraises for Mount Rainier, North Cascades, and Olympic National Parks. Voting takes place through July 5th at voteyourpark.org.